Decent, tense little film with a few very powerful moments here and there, but also some goofy ones, not to mention a tasteless, amoral anti-male theme running throughout that seemed extremely inappropriate given its historical subject matter. But that's what you get these days, I guess. Men evil, even if the people hurt most from this incident were, in fact, men. And by hurt I mean slaughtered by the tens of thousands. But that's okay, cause the women were sad about it, and isn't that what really matters in the end? The feelings of a bunch of women who were otherwise spared being gunned down by the thousands and buried in pits all over Bosnia and its surrounding regions solely for the virtue of not having been born with a penis? No, let's not focus on the men at all. In fact, let's portray them as a bunch of ignorant, incompetent idiots and grown-up children who never matured past their most primitive desires, whether that be for violence or sex or simply the need to let mommy handle things for them. What is it about female-directed films these days and inaccurate, often simplistically moronic depictions of men? I don't remember very many male-directed films portraying women in such stereotypical ways, particularly in the last, oh, let's say, 70 years or so, and particularly not when depicting a historical event that primarily affected women, because that would be, you know, outrageously inappropriate and disgusting. It's almost as though these women, poisoned by the extremist left-nonsense fantasy propaganda that a sinister cabal of powerful men have kept female superiority in check for millennia, are using the incredible opportunity only ever given to a rare few in history to make modest-budget films as a chance to belittle and undercut men at every possible turn, unless they're trans of course, in which case, OMG so brave and stunning. How pathetically petty and asinine, and so utterly, utterly weak. Takes a hell of a lot of insecurity on your part to devote millions of dollars and thousands of hours of manpower to create a piece of art aimed almost entirely at sticking it to a group of individuals who are part of that group solely through circumstance of birth. Absolutely pathetic. Anyway, disgusting, backward depiction of men aside, the film is fine. It's well shot and well acted, especially by the near angelic lead, and the head evil general guy who is such a goddamn caricature of evil, all he's missing is a mustache to twirl. Yes, very clever use of flies buzzing around to show his vile nature. Never seen that before, ho ho. How original. The main thing the film has going for it is its depiction of an interesting, horrifying event in an engaging manner, which is really all you need to make a great film usually, which this would be if it weren't so backwards and stupid in its depiction of men. I wasn't familiar with the events portrayed in the film, so it was all new and quite horrifying to me. Comparisons to the Holocaust abound, and eerily so. History repeats itself again and again, and it will always be a lesson humanity will have to suffer through, I suspect, especially given how easy it is for a large swath of the population to slip into such stereotypical depictions of the sinister other, whether he be Muslim, Jew, white, or, as ironically and unintentionally depicted by the utterly lacking in self-awareness filmmakers here, male. And when the film works, it works. It has a few really great moments, especially a telling glance between our main lead and a bus driver, and a bit at the end involving a discovery. It's engaging throughout, and I genuinely had no idea where it was going with regards to the characters our film follows. In that respect, it's a success, although there was a bit at the end involving an apartment visit I didn't quite understand. The film unfortunately does have a few overly written moments here and there, or stuff that's just goofy, like the bit where our lead tries to hide her family together rather than maybe splitting them up so they'll have a better chance of not being all caught at once, or having them run off out of the compound, or virtually anything other than what she ends up doing here. And there's other dumb stuff too, but I can't remember. It wasn't as irritating or as memorable as the blatant anti-male nature of the film, I guess. Overall, a well-made film that is made significantly less so due to its sexist anti-male depiction of an event that primarily led to the slaughter of a vast majority of men. I don't care that the women suffered emotionally, the men died, goddammit. They suffered and died after experiencing actual, intense physical pain. Many tens of thousands of them, dead, gone, forever. That should be your main emphasis here, or at the very least treated with the dignity and respect and reverence it deserves, not with this petty sexist bullshit, and certainly not with the half-assed, slap-in-the-face memorial card when all is said and done devoting the film to the women who suffered the loss of their men in the genocide. Fuck off, film, and everyone involved in the creative decisions leading to its stance here. It's dishonorable, despicable, and absolutely disgusting. Clear filmmaking talent on display aside. The slain men deserve better.